Meanwhile, Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz admits that voters need to hear exactly what Kamala Harris would do as president before they ask for asking for their vote.
But he didn't offer any of the campaign stances on policy.
Yep, Jackie Heinrich is live in Chicago. Jackie, the vice president said he should do it. The vice presidential nominee said she should do it and tell everyone. Will we ever hear those policies?
Well, I think probably not this week.
Okay. Yeah, Lee, we're supposed to just sort of vibe our way to who should, you know, be the nominee.
Much joy.
Much joy. Much joy. No explanations of any kind. So we're not going to talk about policy. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is running this new ad. I'm not even going to play it because it'll make you so mad.
Thank you.
Tough on the border, Lee. Kamala is actually the one, you see, who's tough on the border. Okay, cool. So what does the DNC platform, the Democrat Party platform, actually include? What is tough on the border actually look like? Well, this is why she's not going to do an interview. This is beyond amnesty. This is so radical. It's called the U.S. Citizenship Act, and it would empower the Department of Homeland Security to, quote, adjust the status of any illegal immigrant to that of lawful resident, which puts them on an automatic path to a green card and the vote. If they remain in the country for 5 years without absences of longer than 180 days. So this would apply to people who've been here 5 years, but whoever just got here too. So you got to get here, stay here 5 years. And if you can manage to evade the authorities for that long, you get permanent status and a pathway to citizenship automatically. And the bill also invites people deported under Trump, all of them, to come back and apply for citizenship if they lived in the United States for at least 3 years. So if Trump deported you, you can come back. Now, USCIS, which is the agency that would process that, is famous for, they have no ability to detect document fraud. They never have. It's a total honor system. So anybody was here, came here, you know, did some construction work and left, they can say, I lived here for 3 years, and nobody's going to dispute that. There's no way you can dispute that. USCIS, again, does not have the ability to detect document fraud. This is unbelievable. So it would put all 30 million illegal immigrants, including the 12 million that came in under Joe and Kamala, on a pathway to citizenship. Well, what about the criminals? Glad you asked. Almost no crimes would exclude an illegal immigrant from being made a permanent resident under the act, including human trafficking. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute, hold on. We just found out that the Biden-Harris administration lost track of, doesn't know where, over 200,000 illegal immigrant children are. Yeah. Who were trafficked into the country. Yeah. And the people who brought them here, the people who maybe sexually abused them, because in that Inspector General's report that came out 2 days ago, they said, yes, we fear some of them have been sexually abused or exploited for labor. The people who did that could get citizenship? Yep. Migrants, as they call them, are eligible to become citizens as long as they have not committed a felony here in 10 years. Well, wait a minute. What about the notorious gang leader from Peru who is known to have murdered 23 people who we just found in Ellicott, New York? What about him? Oh, he'd qualify for citizenship, because his murders were in Peru, not here. So what this says to the world's worst and most violent criminals and gang members, if you don't have a record here, come be a U.S. citizen, start over. They're also entitled to be put on this pathway to citizenship as long as they have not committed more than three misdemeanors in 5 years, and immigration crimes do not count. So these people who have been deported again and again and again, and now they're in a felony status for immigration, you know, for coming back, because once you do it a couple times, you're in the felony status, doesn't count. Immigration felonies do not count like continuously returning to the country after being deported. Nor do marijuana crimes and crimes of civil disobedience. So those people you saw knock down the gates and trample border guard, actually it was National Guard that Texas had sent, they're good. They could be citizens. Multiple misdemeanor charges incurred on the same day only count as a single crime too. So this goes way beyond amnesty.
Doesn't sound too tough, does it?
No, and it goes forward. So if you can get here tomorrow after this thing passes, great. You just got to stay here for 5 years. Here's where it gets really, really bad.
Oh, that's already bad enough.
Oh, no, we're just getting started.
Oh, great.
The bill makes it illegal for businesses to consider a job applicant citizenship status. So you must hire the illegal immigrant or else. Or else what? According to the bill, employers could incur thousands of dollars in fines if someone claims to have been discriminated against because they are illegally here. You must hire that illegal immigrant. I can't believe we're here.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're here. It would also entitle them, whether they're legally here or not, to federally backed mortgages. And it would mandate DEI training, diversity, equity, inclusion training, for border enforcement agents and immigration judges. And require federal government to pay for lawyers for all illegal immigrants, for all immigration-related situations, including suing U.S. employers if they discriminated against them for being illegal immigrants.
Wonder if that's the freedom that Walz was talking about last night at the DNC.
Not for you and me.
Yeah.
It's for them. This is their country now. By their, I mean illegal immigrant, whoever just shows up. They are of a special, better protected class. A preferred class, if you will. And that doesn't even count what's going on in California. Do you see this? Oh, my God. This program gives illegal immigrants up to 20% down payment on a house, scot-free. They don't have to put a dime in, and they don't have to repay it unless they sell the house or refinance the house. So they're buying you a house. It's $300 million. Only for illegals. They've already had thousands, I think 18,000 people have applied for this. It's a free down payment if you're an illegal.
I hope that's just California.
Well, yeah, but it goes to show this would be the Democrats nationally.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the beginning of offering things to illegals that are not offered to American citizens. This whole preferred class. And they're only preferred for one reason. They vote Democrat at a higher rate than Americans do. That's it. And because of that, you're watching the creation of a special class in America. We have never seen this before. You know, at some point, you just got to wonder, are the American people going to lose it? What is the point to which you have to be pushed?
What will be an American, Tara?
I don't know. I don't know what the definition is.
Anybody who makes it across the border.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, new polling by Rasmussen, Mark Mitchell, who polls for Rasmussen, he's their chief pollster, is tweeting this. They just did a likely voter poll last week, a national one. Mm-hmm. 3.6% of the people polled admitted they weren't citizens, but they vote. Federally vote. This is a likely voter poll. So
which, as you keep pointing out, and as Attorney General Alan Wilson said yesterday, is illegal.
Yes, you cannot vote in a federal election if you're an illegal immigrant or a non-citizen. So you could be here on a visa legally. You're not illegal. You cannot vote. It is a felony. It is also a crime to register. 3.6% in the likely voter poll. Here's what's so unique about this, and he explained this on a podcast. Where they get likely voters? Likely voters are voters, they go into the voter rolls to poll them, right? Mm-hmm. Who have voted in the last several elections. Right. That's why they're likely.
Which means that 3.6% have already voted illegally.
Yeah.
If you can believe all that, so.
And even worse than that, Ken Paxton, who is the Attorney General of Texas. Did you see this?
All right, let's hear it.
He's done an undercover investigation. And guess what he found?
Can't imagine.
Mass registration of illegal immigrants in metropolitan areas of Texas by Democrat or by liberal NGOs.
Right.
They are mass registering these people to vote in Texas. Mm-hmm.
And it took an undercover operation to figure that out.
Yeah. So there's very, very real chance likelihood here that, I mean, we're going to see massive fraud again in this election, but it's going to be through illegal immigration. So here's what he said. He's just confirmed that non-citizens are getting registered to vote across the state. His undercover investigators with the Attorney General's office caught various Democrat-linked NGOs, that's non-government organizations, giving voter registration forms to people at DMV locations. So as the illegal immigrants who are coming in across the border, they're at shelters and stuff. One of the first things they have them do is get a state-issued ID. When they show up to get the state-issued ID, there's the NGO to register to vote them to vote, even though that is illegal. He says, the investigation has already confirmed that various nonprofit organizations have been located outside of Texas Department of Public Safety driver's license offices, operating booths to assist voter registration for persons who are not legally here. The undercover operations have been conducted throughout major metropolitan areas of Texas. They're ongoing. It's in multiple cities, and they are registering them to vote. He says, by the way, Ken Paxton, again, Attorney General of Texas, I expect arrest charges and imprisonment. Well, Abbott better wake up. He better get up this morning, start looking at those rules and get them off, or they're going to take Texas. Donald Trump absolutely kicking butt on the campaign trail. I don't know any other way to say it. And he said something yesterday that has me more excited about him than I've been in a long time. Because he never said this when he was in office. He never did this when he was in office. No matter how weaponized the agency was, and they're all weaponized now, he never asked for a single resignation. Not one. And with Lindsey Graham whispering in his ear, almost all of his appointees were not only really bad and really bad people, they hated us. They hated freedom. They hated individual liberty, but most especially they hated him. And, you know, it's almost like he's woken up. Wow, these people are so bad, like my FBI director, that Joe Biden kept him and now they're trying to put me in prison. Maybe they even insecured and unsecured that rally in Butler to the point that they're trying to kill him. That'll wake you up. Those are some pretty bad appointees. I've never heard Donald Trump before say, I'm going to go in and start gutting these agencies, which has to happen. It has to happen on a mass scale. One of the worst, believe it or not, is not the FBI, not the CIA, not the Department of Homeland Security or the DOJ, although they're very bad too. It's the Pentagon. The Pentagon, as Matt Taibbi and Mike Schellenberger, who were two liberal investigative reporters, have documented, as has Glenn Greenwald, the Pentagon has censorship operations throughout the world and is communicating with and coordinating with intelligence agencies all over the world, including the UK, to censor Americans online. They were one of those who participated in the censorship of Americans in the 2020 election. They used the FBI as their instrument of destruction, but they were one of the 20 agencies groups doing it. The FBI would go in through the back door with lists of whoever the Pentagon wanted censored, and they do that. These are not good people. We need to clean out these agencies. And Trump yesterday indicated for the first time he's going to do mass, grooming of these people. He was talking about Afghanistan. I love this. And believe me, an absolute chill went through the bureaucracy yesterday after hearing this. He's talking about the leadership that allowed that bloodletting in Afghanistan, the 13 of our service members dead, those who thought it'd be a good idea to bug out in the middle of the night, let 5,000 terrorists out of the prison that we had captured with blood. People died capturing them. Let the 5,000 terrorists out at Bagram. Hundreds of people died at Abbey Gate. Others who'd been loyal to us were slaughtered by the Taliban. We put them in charge of the exit. That was absolutely unnecessary. And not a single person was ever fired for it. Not one. No one was demoted. No one was punished. Take a listen to what he promised about those architects of Afghanistan in the military yesterday.
I will ask for the resignations of every single senior military official who touched the Afghanistan disaster. Yes. I want their resignations yep. immediately. And I want them on the desk in the Oval Office, the Resolute desk. I want them on at 12 o'clock, Inauguration Day, everybody involved with that disaster. When you have a disaster so stupid as that, that caused us such problems, you don't know what that's done to the reputation of our country, the Afghanistan disaster. This house cleaning will be a signal to the entire world and America military and everybody else. They want people to be held accountable for failure and incompetence. And it's just not acceptable that something like that could happen.
First time he's ever talked about the mass clean out of an agency. It's on his mind. He's thinking about it. He didn't come close to that when he was in office. He didn't even discuss that when he was in office. This is a new Donald Trump. Will he do it? I don't know. We'll see. But this is a big deal. He's talking about remaking the military from the inside out. And he also talked about why they can't recruit. And the reason that they can't get people to join. The reason that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have destroyed the military. And he said he's going to add 8,000 right away. Listen to this. This is the remaking of the military right here.
Kamala and Crooked Joe purged 8,000 service members from our military for refusing their COVID vaccine mandate. They refused to do it. I will rehire every patriot who was fired from the military with an apology and with back pay. They will get their back pay and an apology from our government.
They knew that shot didn't work. Why did they fire those 8,000? Because if you questioned the government on that shot, you are the kind of person who will question the government when they want to use you against civilians on U.S. soil. That's why. And they broomed them out for that reason. It was nothing about taking the shot. Again, the government already knew by that point. Not only did the shot not work, if you took it, you were more likely to get COVID. They broomed them because not taking the shot was a sign that you were a critical thinker, that you might not follow an unconstitutional order. And they used it to purge the military. Trump's saying, I'm putting it back. So he's saying, I'm purging these leaders and I'm putting back people who are good Americans. They don't want to hear that. But wait till you hear what else he said. He was just getting started. Donald Trump laying out his plan to remake the military, saying, on the day I'm sworn in, I expect the resignations of everyone involved in Afghanistan. That's a lot of the top brass on my desk when I hit the Oval Office. That's a purge. Remember, it's exactly what Obama did. Remember Investor's Business Daily documenting how 111 leaders were pushed out for not being liberal? He purged the military. That's why all of this is happening. And Trump's saying, we're going to start remaking these agencies the way that the Democrats did. Now, he didn't say that about the FBI, didn't say it about the CIA, didn't say it about all these other weaponized agencies, the DOJ. But if he's willing to do it at the Pentagon, and it desperately needs to happen at the Pentagon, because again, the Pentagon is beginning to spy on the American people and to censor them. We've documented that. They're getting in on the corruption, the authoritarianism of the FBI and these other agencies. They've got to be part. They are a danger to the American people. They really are under the current leadership. So Trump says, every senior official involved in Afghanistan, I expect your resignation on my desk when I walk into the Oval Office after I'm sworn in. I expect to see it right there on my desk. You're gone. Then he says he's going to reinstate all 8,000 who were purged from the military for refusing to take the shot. Then he said this. Now, if you go to military.com and look, why are we falling so drastically short of our recruitment goals? Who's not showing up? White males. White males aren't showing up. Everybody else is showing up in pretty much the numbers they always have. That's the goal. Conveying to white men. Why do they care about white males? Because white male, for Democrats, is euphemism for conservative, for American, for patriot. And they want them out. Because what they have planned for the military is going to be a problem if there's patriots inside of it who object. It's clearly, why else would you purge it? Here's Trump talking about how radically he's going to change the policies of the military inside.
But under Comrade Kamala, our military has been abused for radical social experiments. On day one, I will get critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our U.S. armed forces. We're taking it out. Should be focused on defeating America's enemies, not figuring out their genders. By that time, hopefully they know their genders. Marxist ideologies have no place in combat. If you want to have a sex change or a social justice seminar, then you can do it somewhere else, but you're not going to do it in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, Space Force, or the United States Marines. Sorry. You're not going to do it there. The military brass that led these absurd and insulting initiatives will likewise be removed, and they will no longer be in command. They're going to be gone so fast.
So if he's going to broom all the commanders who were in charge of Afghanistan and anybody involved in that, he just laid out there, that's all the liberal top brass. That's everybody Obama promoted after the old top brass, which was actually pro-American, was removed, 111 of them, by Barack Obama. So he's talking about remaking the military from the inside out. And what the deep state hears is if he would do that, he's coming for the other agencies too. He is not messing around this time. I hope that's what he does, because I've never heard him talk like this before. I've heard him whine and complain, but I've never heard him talk about taking action in such a specific way. So I'm pumped. I am pumped about this. And they just became all the more determined to stop him. Folks, they had a seminar, it'd been like 2-3 weeks ago now, where they were talking about terrorism, which is legitimate training for the military, but identifying terrorists as those who support Donald Trump, oppose abortion, oppose illegal immigration. That's a terrorist. That's what members of our military who are in charge believe and are teaching others. It is only a matter of time before this agency, before the military is weaponized against Americans on their own soil. They're clearly preparing for that. And by the way, the plan, as you can see it in this DNC platform, that would give illegal immigrants pretty much automatic citizenship just for getting here. You know what else it does? Lets them join the military. No difference between them and Americans. And if you join the military, you get automatic citizenship. You don't have to wait the 5 years. Or prove you've been here 5 years. That's the plan. Replace the current membership of the military that was white patriotic males, because those are the folks who are being told they do not belong, with illegal immigrants who just got here. And Trump's saying, no, we're brooming all of it. It all goes. It's the first time I've ever heard him say anything like this. You know, I wonder about this, because I mean, he's been on the campaign trail for a while, right? Do you think realizing what the Secret Service actually is and how captured of an agency it is has had any effect on him? He almost died. By the way, did you see what he did yesterday at that rally? Oh my gosh, gave me chills. Did you see the video? If you haven't seen the video, you got to go see it. Because they've got him behind a bulletproof glass now. And He and other politicians do this too, had resisted that before. It's kind of a necessity now, right? He risks his life. He sees a supporter in the crowd who's having some kind of medical incident, who's kind of, you know, swaying, who's obviously ill, comes around the glass and goes to that person. Gave me chills. Because he had to risk his life to do it. That's why it was so powerful. You know what's interesting about that bulletproof glass? And you could tell he didn't want to do it. You could tell why. You should look at, you know, his videos that he counts on people, you know, cutting and clipping and sharing online to get his message out, get around the mainstream media. Well, they're kind of distorted now because he's behind the glass, which normally would be a negative. But I think it's a good thing. You know why? It's a reminder that every time this man speaks, unlike Kamala Harris, unlike Tim Walz, unlike any Democrat, his life is truly at risk. They are trying to kill him. He can't go in public without bulletproof glass in the sunshine and speak. Not like he used to. It's a reminder when you see it that times have changed and it looks really serious. Reminds me of the Pope Mobile. You know how they move him around? Because people have tried to kill the Pope before. And it's glass. It's a reminder of the seriousness. I think that helps him in a way it wouldn't have before. Texture writes, hey, Tara, I believe Trump will do a lot more this term. He didn't feel comfortable doing the last term. He doesn't have to run again, so nothing to lose. Another texture writes, Tara, I've got a retired sergeant major that recently moved into my neighborhood who's a crazy gay liberal. Texter writes, I've said it for 5 years now. The plan is a UN army that will turn their weapons on us. Another texter writes, hey, Trump needs to do what Bill Clinton did to the DOJ. Clinton fired over 100 government lawyers. Another texter writes, Tara, you know they're going to take another literal shot at Trump before November. Another texter writes, I wonder how many millions he has on his head now. Wow. Okay. This next text. Hey, Tara, I am a white male, 27-year veteran. Thank you so much for your service. I am a white male, 27-year veteran. I would discourage anyone from joining the military pending the outcome of the presidential election. Trump wins, join. Otherwise, no. I've been saying that for years. Because you really need to know who's going to be running this military before you join. Because Joint Chiefs have been really clear. They are planning on a ground war with U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. That's where you're going to find yourself if we lose this election. And I would just wait a few months and see what the outcome is. Texter writes, Trump should recall to active duty any military leaders who've already retired. Any rogue military leaders who've already retired, court-martial them and stripped them of their retirement pay and benefits too. Texter writes, Tara, let's not forget. Oh, yeah, talking about, yes, JFK was going after the CIA. Tara, let's not forget what JFK was trying to do, and look what happened to him. Yes, him.
If you are a working parent trying to afford rent and child care, Kamala is for you.
If you're hoping to buy a home, Kamala Harris is going to help make it more affordable.
Many of our fellow Americans are struggling every day to just get by, to put food on the table, to pay the rent, and to get the health care they need.
New stats, stunning stats, out from the House Ways and Means Committee. Mortgage cost increase since January of 2021. So that's when Joe Biden took office. You ready for this? It's not even been 4 years. Average, this is on the median new home. This is so stunning. $970 per month increase. That hurts when it's per year. and $70 per month increase in what people have to pay in, you know, in their mortgage payment to own a house on average. Means half or higher. $970 increase per month. That is, according to the House Ways and Means Committee, an 85% increase in mortgage cost since Biden took office. And they're still, with a straight face, painting themselves as the ones who are going to help you afford a home. Where? On the Upper East Side? In the Hamptons?
If you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you.
If you're hoping to buy a home, Kamala Harris is going to help make it more affordable.
$970 average increase in mortgage costs since January 2021 when Joe Biden took office. Unbelievable. And they're claiming they're going to help. Donald Trump laying out his plan to remake the military, saying, on the day I'm sworn in, I expect the resignations of everyone involved in Afghanistan. That's a lot of the top brass on my desk when I hit the Oval Office. That's a purge. Remember, it's exactly what Obama did. Remember Investor's Business Daily documenting how 111 leaders were pushed out for not being liberal? He purged the military. That's why all of this is happening. And Trump's saying, we're going to start remaking these agencies the way that the Democrats did. Now, he didn't say that about the FBI, didn't say it about the CIA, didn't say it about all these other weaponized agencies, the DOJ. But if he's willing to do it at the Pentagon, and it desperately needs to happen at the Pentagon, because again, the Pentagon is beginning to spy on the American people and to censor them. We've documented that. They're getting in on the corruption, the authoritarianism of the FBI and these other agencies. They've got to be part. They are a danger to the American people. They really are under the current leadership. So Trump says, every senior official involved in Afghanistan, I expect your resignation on my desk when I walk into the Oval Office after I'm sworn in. I expect to see it right there on my desk. You're gone. Then he says he's going to reinstate all 8,000 who were purged from the military for refusing to take the shot. Then he said this. Now, if you go to military.com and look, why are we falling so drastically short of our recruitment goals? Who's not showing up? White males. White males aren't showing up. Everybody else is showing up in pretty much the numbers they always have. That's the goal. Conveying to white men. Why do they care about white males? Because white male, for Democrats, is euphemism for conservative, for American. For patriot, and they want them out because what they have planned for the military is going to be a problem if there's patriots inside of it who object. It's clearly why else would you purge it? Here's Trump talking about how radically he's going to change the policies of the military inside.
But under Comrade Kamala, our military has been abused for radical social experiments. On day one, I will get critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our U.S. armed forces. We're taking it out. Our warriors should be focused on defeating America's enemies, not figuring out their genders. By that time, hopefully they know their genders. Marxist ideologies have no place in combat. If you want to have a sex change or a social justice seminar, then you can do it somewhere else, but you're not going to do it in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, Space Force, or the United States Marines. Sorry. You're not going to do it there. The military brass that led these absurd and insulting initiatives will likewise be removed, and they will no longer be in command. They're going to be gone, gone so fast.
So if he's going to broom all the commanders who were in charge of Afghanistan and anybody involved in that, he just laid out there, that's all the liberal top brass. That's everybody Obama promoted after the old top brass, which was actually pro-American, was removed, 111 of them, by Barack Obama. So he's talking about remaking the military from the inside out. And what the deep state hears is if he would do that, He's coming for the other agencies, too. He is not messing around this time. I hope that's what he does, because I've never heard him talk like this before. I've heard him whine and complain, but I've never heard him talk about taking action in such a specific way. So I'm pumped. I am pumped about this. And they just became all the more determined to stop him. Folks, they had a seminar, what, it'd been like 2-3 weeks ago now, where they were talking about terrorism, which is legitimate training for the military, but identifying terrorists as those who support Donald Trump, oppose abortion, oppose illegal immigration. That's a terrorist. That's what members of our military who are in charge believe and are teaching others. It is only a matter of time before this agency, before the military is weaponized against Americans on their own soil. They're clearly preparing for that. And by the way, the plan, as you can see it in this DNC platform, that would give illegal immigrants pretty much automatic citizenship just for getting here. You know what else it does? Lets them join the military. No difference between them and Americans. And if you join the military, you get automatic citizenship. You don't have to wait the 5 years or prove you've been here 5 years. That's the plan. Replace the current membership of the military that was white patriotic males, because those are the folks who are being told they do not belong, with illegal immigrants who just got here. And Trump's saying, no, we're brooming all of it. It all goes. It's the first time I've ever heard him say anything like this. You know, I wonder about this, because I mean, he's been on a campaign trail for a while, right? Do you think realizing what the Secret Service actually is and how captured of an agency it is has had any effect on him? He almost died. By the way, did you see what he did yesterday at that rally? Oh my gosh, gave me chills. Did you see the video? If you haven't seen the video, you got to go see it. Because they've got him behind a bulletproof glass now. And he and other politicians do this too, had resisted that before. It's kind of a necessity now, right? He risks his life. He sees a supporter in the crowd who's having some kind of medical incident, who's kind of, you know, swaying, who's obviously ill, comes around the glass and goes to that person. Gave me chills. Because he had to risk his life to do it. That's why it was so powerful. You know what's interesting about that bulletproof glass? And you could tell he didn't want to do it. You could tell why. You should look at, you know, his videos that he counts on people, you know, cutting and clipping and sharing online to get his message out, get around the mainstream media. Well, they're kind of distorted now because he's behind the glass, which normally would be a negative. But I think it's a good thing. You know why? It's a reminder that every time this man speaks, unlike Kamala Harris, unlike Tim Walz, unlike any Democrat, his life is truly at risk. They are trying to kill him. He can't go in public without bulletproof glass in the sunshine and speak. Not like he used to. It's a reminder when you see it that times have changed and it looks really serious. Reminds me of the Pope Mobile. You know how they move them around? Because people have tried to kill the Pope before. And it's glass. It's a reminder of the seriousness. I think that helps him in a way it wouldn't have before. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I believe Trump will do a lot more this term. He didn't feel comfortable doing the last term. He doesn't have to run again, so nothing to lose. Another texter writes, Tara, I've got a retired sergeant major that recently moved into my neighborhood who's a crazy gay liberal. Texter writes, I've said it for 5 years now. The plan is a UN army that will turn their weapons on us. Another texter writes, hey, Trump needs to do what Bill Clinton did to the DOJ. Clinton fired over 100 government lawyers. Another texter writes, Tara, you know they're going to take another literal shot at Trump before November. Another texter writes, I wonder how many millions he has on his head now. Wow. Okay. This next text. Hey, Tara, I am a white male, 27-year veteran. Thank you so much for your service. I am a white male, 27-year veteran. I would discourage anyone from joining the military pending the outcome of the presidential election. Trump wins, join, otherwise, no. I've been saying that for years. Because you really need to know who's going to be running this military before you join. Because Joint Chiefs have been really clear. They are planning on a ground war with U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. That's where you're going to find yourself if we lose this election. And I would just wait a few months and see what the outcome is. Texter writes, Trump should recall to active duty any military leaders who've already retired. Any rogue military leaders who've already retired, court-martial them and stripped them of their retirement pay and benefits too. Texter writes, Tara, let's not forget. Oh, yeah, talking about, yes, JFK was going after the CIA. Tara, let's not forget what JFK was trying to do, and look what happened to him. Yes, him.
If you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you.
If you're hoping to buy a home, Kamala Harris is going to help make it more affordable.
Many of our fellow Americans are struggling every day to just get by, to put food on the table, to pay the rent, and to get the health care they need.
New stats, stunning stats, out from the House Ways and Means Committee. Mortgage cost increase since January of 2021. So that's when Joe Biden took office. You ready for this? It's not even been 4 years. Average, this is on the median new home. This is so stunning. $970 per month increase. That hurts when it's per year. $970 per month increase in what people have to pay in, you know, in their mortgage payment to own a house on average. It means half or higher. $970 increase per month. That is, according to the House Ways and Means Committee, an 85% increase in mortgage cost since Biden took office. And they're still, with a straight face, painting themselves as the ones who are going to help you afford a home. Where? On the Upper East Side? In the Hamptons?
If you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you.
If you're hoping to buy a home, Kamala Harris is going to help make it more affordable.
$970 average increase in mortgage costs since January 2021 when Joe Biden took office. Unbelievable. And they're claiming they're going to help.
If you are a working parent trying to afford rent and childcare, Kamala is for you.
If you're hoping to buy a home, Kamala Harris is going to help make it more affordable.
Many of our fellow Americans are struggling every day to just get by, to put food on the table, to pay the rent, and to get the health care they need.
New stats, stunning stats, out from the House Ways and Means Committee. Mortgage cost increase since January of 2021. So that's when Joe Biden took office. You ready for this? It's not even been 4 years. Average, this is on the median new home. This is so stunning. $970 per month increase. That hurts when it's per year. $970 per month increase in what people have to pay in, you know, in their mortgage payment to own a house on average. It means half or higher. $970 increase per month. That is, according to the House Ways and Means Committee, an 85% increase in mortgage cost since Biden took office. And they're still, with a straight face, painting themselves as the ones who are going to help you afford a home. Where? On the Upper East Side? In the Hamptons?
If you are a working parent trying to afford rent and child care, Kamala is for you.
If you're hoping to buy a home, Kamala Harris is going to help make it more affordable.
970 dollars average increase in mortgage costs since January 2021 when Joe Biden took office. Unbelievable. And they're claiming they're going to help